Time to stop down for a little bit of
entertainment news for you.
And this is brought to you by
AutoFlex Leasing and All Pro Foundation Repair.
So, let's have you get a little flashlight going. Step inside the Copenhagen room and let's say hello to Dallas Radio's most abrasive, polarizing, over-the-top personality. Here's Dorba.
Here he is, the Cobra. Here's Cobra.
Get your bitch off my face. Exactly 50 years ago today, on October 5th, 1962, a brand new single hit record stores all over England. It was the debut 45 for this band. And I'm assuming we have it back there, and this is what hit radio stations 50 years ago.
Who is this?
The Monkees.
I like them.
Do-do-do-do-do, and...
The Beatles released Love Me Do 50 years ago today, and that's how it all got started. Although they were fairly big in the club scene, but nobody outside of those little clubs knew exactly who they were. But boy, they took off quickly. It made it to number 17 on the weekly chart.
Yes.
Around the UK.
And that's a song they wrote, too.
Yeah. McCartney began writing Love Me Do in 1958 when he was 16. Then he sat down with John Lennon, who helped him flesh it out. McCartney said later that song was completely co-written. It might have been my original idea, but some of them were really just 50-50s, and I think that one was for sure. It was a Lennon-McCartney sitting down together without either of us having a particular original idea.
Wow. That's great chemistry.
So... when did that song make its way over to little boys and girls in the United States?
A couple years later, about a year, year and a half later.
63?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think so. But that was not the first Beatles song I ever heard.
What'd you hear? Like,
I heard I Want to Hold Your Hand. For
that was first?
I heard that. Yeah. Now, it could be that Love Me Do was released in America, and it just never grabbed my attention.
Right.
But the first, I remember time, place, and everything when I first heard I Want to Hold Your Hand. That was when I became aware of the Beatles.
Now, John Lennon said in 1980, he said...
it's no doubt from the Playboy interview.
He says, let me think about this. Talking about Love Me Do and co-writing. And he goes, I might have helped with the middle eight, but I couldn't swear to it. I do know that Paul had that song laying around in Hamburg way before we were songwriters. Yeah, that was pretty ballsy, too, to release a record like that that wasn't a cover, right? For that time? Because they were playing a ton of covers in the clubs.
That's what all the bands were doing. All those Brit bands were obsessed with American rhythm and blues. And what they would do is they would buy American rhythm and blues records and seek out the deep cuts on there. And they'd work those up. And they would build their sets around those.
All right, so that is one Beatles story. Here is the second Beatles story. This will make you mad, by the way. I don't want to make you mad, but I have to. I have to do the story. This band now has tied the Beatles with the most songs ever simultaneously in the Billboard 100 song charts. With six. They have six songs.
Let's change the topic.
Already? Now, back in the day, before we tell you who this band was, on September 19th, 1964, only 2 years after Love Me Do was released, the Beatles had A Hard Day's Night, And I Love Her, Matchbox. I don't even know that song.
It's a
remake of a Carl Perkins song.
That Ringo sang.
Yes.
Slow Down. I don't know that one.
That's probably a cover, too.
If I Fell...
If I Fell in Love.
Oh, yeah, okay. And Ringo's theme.
which is This Boy, the instrumental version of This Boy.
Those were all on the top 100. A Hard Day's Night was at number 12 at the time. This Boy was at number 57. Now this band has tied them. The first time ever that the Beatles have been tied with this record by...
Oh my God.
By?
By?
Lynyrd Skynyrd.
What a fantastic guess.
I told you this is not going to make you happy.
All right, hit me.
Mumford and Sons.
Oh, God.
Mike's take on Mumford and Sons is that the only reason that they're even relevant today is because they had the F word in their first single that they released.
Yeah.
And that and the F word captured America's hearts.
Yes, they play it at places like this, and all the drunken youth of America, such as what's here now, sings along with it.
And they get to say the F word.
Yes.
Yeah.
It validates their use of the F word.
So, well, congratulations, Mumford and Sons. I did go on and buy the record. They have a knack for the slow building song that peaks into massive, massive crescendo. There's an art to that. And maybe it's there's even more of an art to it when you're a banjo band or whatever the hell they are. Hulk Hogan is threatening to sue over yesterday's leaked footage from a sex tape that he says was filmed without his knowledge.
And Hulk Hogan.
Now, I don't know if I completely believe this.
Isn't he the ticket's own?
Yeah, he was on with Dunham and Miller. Gawker.com has a one-minute edit that is still online, or it was online earlier today. I don't know if it still is. Hulk's lawyer, Hulk. His name is Hulk. His lawyer says, this tape was made secretly without Hulk's knowledge or permission. We're going to do everything in our power to figure out who did it. Anyone displaying the tape will be held accountable to the fullest extent of the law. Now, I am so leery of sex tapes now by B-listers like Kardashian that it propels them to even further superstardom. I debate the veracity, or I debate whether or not Hulk released this himself.
Have you seen it?
I have not.
I know somebody that has.
Who, Jake or Mike?
The Raven Trest board up, Jake.
All right, now for a review of the Hulk Hogan sex tape.
Yeah, here is Mr. Skin, Jake Z.
Here's Jake.
I made it about 20 seconds in.
Why?
That's as long as it took.
God, yeah. You're awful at that.
You love Hulk Hogan.
I think I'm great at it. Oh, it's very odd. He has a canopy bed, which is, I think if we were ranking the gayest beds, that's the gayest bed.
Did he rip off his shirt in very macho fashion?
Shirts
like
off
he
the whole
ring?
Time.
Oh, okay.
Now, who's the girl?
You can't tell.
Is he on top?
At the start of it, he's standing up next to the bed, and she's lying down, like, facing him.
Yeah.
Performing. And the camera is, like, behind him and up in a corner. It's really creepy.
Really creepy. I don't want to see that.
No, I can't
gross,
see that.
That's gross, man. Was Hulkamania running wild all over her?
I didn't get that far.
Is he fully charged?
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
and
no.
The weird thing is like, right at the start, whenever she's starting to perform, like, his cell phone rings, and he's like, hold on, let me see if that's Nick.
Hang on, I think it's Aikman.
And I think that's his son's name.
It is.
So he's stopping to answer text from his delinquent son mid.
Oh,
so
no.
Mid fillet.
In mid bang, when he got tired, did another wrestler come in and tap him on the hand
right.
And switch
here comes,
off?
Here
he had
comes
somebody
Kabuki.
come in and hit her with a chair.
Did Jimmy Superfly Snuka jump off the canopy onto her?
Oh, no. Let me tell you something. You better be careful.
Me?
No.
No, Mike.
This guy out here. Next time you're doing that business and your daughter calls, hang on, I think it's her. And you accidentally hit hello and...
That has never happened.
In mid-thrust or something like that.
That has never happened.
Mid-undulate.
Right.
Oh, God. make sure there's no LED light in the corner of your ceiling. Yes,
right.
Yes. Oh, yes. Oh, yes.
All right, if the girl did film it and release it, man, that is so sorry of these people.
Dude, it has the feel that he knows that it's being filmed.
Really?
Yeah. It doesn't seem like a surreptitious type thing at all.
All right.
Uh-oh.
All right. What good's he going to get out of this? This creates a little bit of a ripple for a news cycle, and then what?
For a guy like him?
Yeah.
Very little. I mean, what is he going to...
Is he going to
make a
put
wrestling
it online
comeback
or something, where you can buy it if you want to?
I don't know.
What?
And I think with I think Hulk Hogan has enough money to where he doesn't have to worry about much, right? I mean, he's got the Aaron's account.
Aaron's rent?
Yeah. Right? Isn't that what he does with Aikman?
I think so.
Isn't that Aaron's?
Rent-a-center or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, Rent-a-center.
This is Troy Aikman.
And Hulk Hogan.
Why would you ever rent a TV? They're like $120.
I don't know. I've never understood that. Did you ever do that in your darkest days? Rent a TV?
No, I never rented anything.
Furniture?
Never rented furniture.
Woman?
No. No. Oh, well, that a time or two.
Now, here's the kicker for the Hogan family. His ex-wife, Linda, last night was arrested at 1:34 a.m., with a DUI.
Wow, this is awesome for them. They're all over the news cycle today.
Yeah, so let's hope that Nick Hogan, or what's that hooker daughter's name?
Brooke.
Brooke?
She
now,
nasty.
She had a sex tape, too? No, I don't know.
She nasty.
All right.
Everybody's doing it, Corby.
I'm a sucker for these movies. And I'll probably go see it, and I just don't make fun of me, but I saw the first one. I'm probably going to see the follow-up, Taken.
Don't go see this.
I saw the first one.
I heard the first one was really good.
It's not bad.
It's okay, but this one is going to be awful.
Why? Because she's
wait.
Taken again.
Wait till it comes on HBO.
That's
no,
so long. That's 6 months.
Nah, him and his wife are Taken this time. I read a review on it. It looks just like they're recycling the cliches from the first one.
Really?
Yeah.
He and his wife are Taken?
Uh-huh.
Well, wait a minute. I thought he has to rescue someone.
Or his ex-wife. I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know why when Liam Neeson turned into an action hero.
It doesn't matter.
Well, anyway, he was promoting his new movie, Taken 2, Electric Boogaloo, on SportsCenter, of all places. He was doing the broadcast with Mike Hill. And
oh, boy.
That is former Dallasite Mike Hill, right?
Yes, former Channel 8 great Mike Hill.
And
who is terrible.
So, for some reason, Liam Neeson responds after Mike Hill says that they're live. He responds with, O.S. So, we have the clip back there.
I cannot wait until Friday to see the sequel to one of my favorite movies, Taken. Taken 2, and the star of that movie, Oscar-nominated actor and sports fan, Liam Neeson, is here with us on SportsCenter. Let's start off talking about some sports. You live in New York, you're a New York fan, but you were at the Jets debacle on Sunday against the Niners. Can you even act like the Jets are good this year?
Okay, we better start again. Can we? Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, okay, I'll be very honest with you. Okay. It's
the hell?
He wanted a retake. Like, he thought it was a movie shoot.
A retake of what?
The question. Let's
act like the Jets are good this year.
Okay, we better start again. Can we? Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, okay, I'll be very honest with you.
Did he say the S word or the F word?
S.
Okay.
S. What was he very honest about? Did he not see the game or did he not pay attention to the game?
He knows nothing about football.
Is like that what his follow-up was?
We have it.
He's a big sports fan.
Yeah, let me hear it.
Lives in New York.
Okay, we better start again. Can we? Are we live?
We're live.
Oh, okay, I'll be very honest with you. It's only the second football game I've ever been at in my life. I still don't understand the rules. But on Sunday, yes, I know the Jets got trounced, but
it was great to just celebrate great athleticism in front of 82,000 people.
Yeah, the Niners showed most of that athleticism out there. Speaking of athleticism, they brought in Tim Tebow, a very athletic player.
Gets
criticized lots for his quarterback skills, but should Rex Ryan, in your opinion, make that move to Tim Tebow?
You see, you're speaking ancient Arabic to me, buddy. I swear to you.
Really?
I just don't understand the game yet, Mike. I'm so sorry.
All right, so let's talk about the sport itself in the NFL. What do you appreciate about the NFL?
So he stays, he stays on the football path.
Yeah, he's asking him X's and O's.
I don't watch football. It's the second game I've ever been to. All right then, bro, let's talk about Tim Tebow.
Yeah.
Tim Tebow? How would he know Tim Tebow if he doesn't watch football?
What do you think about the offensive numbers when they go five wide?
Yeah, and should Rex Ryan replace Ramark Sanchez with Tim Tebow? He doesn't know Rex Ryan,
I've
Mark
got to
Sanchez,
tell you, I know nothing about the sport.
Or Tim Tebow. Again, Mike.
Oh, my God.
That was awesome.
Wow.
I hate to remind you, but I've only seen one football game.
Yeah, again, I don't watch the sport.
Did I remind you that I've got a giant pecker?
That is outstanding.
Isn't that wonderful?
Yes.
So Mike Hill is so one-track mind that he can't...
He's so sportsy.
He can't improv.
He's too sportsy, right?
He can't improv for 1 minute with Liam Neeson, who's been in 50 million movies.
Yeah, 49ers showing most of the athleticism out there.
Oh, God.
I want to hear that one more time.
I don't.
I do.
It's cringeworthy.
You're a New York fan, but you were at the Jets debacle on Sunday against the Niners. Can you even act like the Jets are good this year?
Okay, we better start again, can we? Are we live?
You're live.
Okay, I'll be very honest with you, Mike. It's only the second football game I've ever been at in my life. I still don't understand the rules. But on Sunday, yes, I know the Jets got trounced, but it was great to just celebrate great athleticism in front of 82,000 people.
Yeah, the Niners showed most of that athleticism out there. Speaking of athleticism, they brought in Tim Tebow, a very athletic player. Gets criticized lots for his quarterback skills, but should Rex Ryan, in your opinion, make that move to Tim Tebow?
You see, you're speaking ancient Arabic to me, buddy. I swear to you.
Really?
I just don't understand the game yet, Mike. I'm so sorry.
All right, so let's talk about the sport itself in the NFL. Just what do you appreciate?
God, he keeps going on.
Here's some more football questions.
What an idiot.
Clearly, he thought he was there to promote his movie.
Well, yeah, and Mike...
They were going to talk about that, and then he gets hit with football.
I swear... Why are there so many sports retards out there that's all Mike Hill knows? Like, he cannot even go off the sports page for 1 second. One question.
I wish it just had kept on and on and on.
Well, let's go back to the 70s then and talk about the Cowboys.
I'm sorry. I like I said, I don't watch the football. I don't know anything about the sport.
All right.
What's your favorite George Seifert moment?
Let's go back to the fearsome foursome then. What's your best recollection of what they got?
Again, I don't know how many times I've got to tell you this. I don't watch the sport.
Buddy Ryan, as a defensive coordinator.
I've never heard
coach.
Of the man. Buddy Ryan.
Oh man, crap. That's great.
That is awesome.
It's all he has is football.
Right.
He's probably on such a tight leash up there that they won't let him talk about anything else. Probably a good move, too.
All right, we got to go.
That was awesome.
All right, that is entertainment news for today. It's 4:54 here on The Ticket.